If you're a person of faith, but you love a good burger or a chicken pot pie, is there a problem with that? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. I talked with Animal Agriculture Alliance Vice President of Communications, Hannah Thompson-Wieman, about a new book entitled, What Would Jesus Really Eat? The Biblical Case for Eating Meat.
What a lot of people don't know is that several different animal rights activist groups actually have faith outreach divisions on staff, and they are very aggressively targeting faith-based institutions and denominations to try to get them to pass certain policies that are negative toward meat consumption or negative towards modern animal agriculture. We know that faith is very personal and something that a lot of people might not feel comfortable going out and having conversations about, but it's really important that some expert voices are out there to set the record straight about animal agriculture and faith and theology. So a couple different theological experts from different angles came together to write chapters for a new book called What Would Jesus Really Eat? The Biblical Case for Eating Meat that looks at just that. What does the Bible have to say about meat consumption? And can you follow your faith while still feeling good about eating meat? If you care about animal agriculture or if you do consider yourself to be a faith-based person, it really is a quick, easy read about a hot topic. You can find out more and order your copy at the Animal Ag Alliance website, animalagalliance.org.
That's good enough for me, medium rare. This is David Sparks.